And at 7:07, we have a shower and currently 48 degrees. We picked up a half an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. Messina reports 58 one-hundredths of an inch. We look for showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures slowly falling during the day from around 55 degrees into the mid-40s. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In the news, members of the law enforcement community and citizens this evening will pay their respects to a member of the Audubon County Sheriff's Office who died in the line of duty the March 27th. A memorial service for K-9 Harry will take place beginning at 5 p.m. at the Audubon City Park at the Band Shelter stage. Everyone is welcome to attend. There will be several different agencies on hand for the funeral and procession, which will begin at the Audubon Vet Clinic on the north end of town and conclude at the Audubon City Park. Harry, you may recall, was critically injured in the crash that injured his partner and human handler, Deputy Sean Young. The dog was treated for his injuries and stabilized, but doctors at the vet clinic said Harry's injuries were insurmountable, and they had him euthanized the morning of March 28th. In a press release a few days after the accident, Sheriff Todd Johnson said at one point or another, Harry was cared for and lived with almost all the deputies who serve Audubon County. The dog had a distinguished career and was responsible for recovering more than 1/2 pound of crystal meth or ice, 4 pounds of cocaine, 10 pounds of methamphetamine, and a large amount of marijuana, along with $270,000 in drug money, as well as aiding in numerous drug arrests and convictions. Well, small towns located in far southeast and southwest corners of the state were awarded Community Attraction and Tourism, or CAT, grants Wednesday. Jessica O'Reilly is a spokesperson for the Vision Iowa Board, which approved the grants, including a $480,000 award to a project in Malvern.
That's a community center that's going to be a multi-purpose facility. It's going to be located on the fairgrounds at Mills County.
The Mills County Charles E. Lakin Community Center carries a total project of cost of just over $2.5 million. The 16,000-square-foot building will include a large multi-purpose room, a kitchen, and a catering area and meeting spaces. The other grant, worth $153,000, was awarded to a project in Des Moines known as Danville Station.
It's a library/community center/museum in Danville, Iowa. Really has a great story connected to it. Two young girls from Danville happen to be pen pals with Anne Frank and her sister. And so they're going to be able to tell the story of Anne Frank. They're going to have a bookcase that you go behind into a sort of secret attic to see that exhibit.
The Danville Station project is expected to cost around $678,000 altogether. It involves the purchase and renovation of a building. Wednesday's Vision Iowa board meeting was held in Algona. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday approved a portion of the funds requested by the Nishnevalley Trails Group for their troublesome tree connector trail project. The board approved $12,000 from the local option sales tax fund for the project instead of the $50,000 Nishnevalley Trails had requested during a meeting with the board on March 11th. The board cited the county's outstanding debt, including funding for the Valley Business Park and Communication Center, as the reason for not funding the full amount requested. The supervisors said they would try to make additional funds available during fiscal year 2015-16. Nishnevalley Trails currently has $345,000 committed toward the total estimated $550,000 to $600,000 cost of the project. The supervisors also approved the securing of a $324,000 loan to pay for the communications center equipment, and they approved a bid from Academy Roofing in Des Moines in the amount of $44,000 to replace the courthouse east roof. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Phyllis J. Gross, age 88 of Walnut, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Phyllis Gross will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Connie Wepler, age 75 of Lewis, died Saturday. Funeral services for Connie Wepler will be today at 1 o'clock at the United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Amanda Peggy Alston, age 94 of Stewart, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Peggy Alston will be today at 4 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Edward John Miller, age 86 of Portsmouth, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Edward Miller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jerome Shorty Routercuss, age 87 of Manila, died Tuesday at the Manila Manor. A massive Christian burial service for Shorty Routercuss will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Manila. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Bill Luzatter, age 82, of Atlantic, died March 25th in Omaha. Memorial services for Bill Luzatter will be Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Ockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Melvin Hodge, age 88, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Melvin Hodge will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marney. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Philip James Cullen, age 79, of Wyota, died March 26th in Arizona. A massive Christian burial service for Phil Cullen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Arthur Arter, age 82, of Adair, died Friday at Iowa Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Arthur Arter will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Jean Marie Stahl, age 61, of Harlan, died Tuesday at the Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jean Stahl will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Jackie Stein, age 52, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. A prayer service for Jackie Stein will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bernal Gregerson, age 83, of Walnut, died Tuesday in Griswold. Funeral services for Bernal Gregerson will be on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home has the arrangements. William Bill Overturf, age 71, of Anita and formerly of Adair, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Services for Bill Overturf will be held at a later date. A visitation with his family will be on Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Betty Boyk, age 84, of Messina, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. No services will be held at this time for Betty Boyk. Steen Funeral Home in Messina is assisting the family. And Tim Fay, age 67, of Corning, died Tuesday. Services for Tim Fay are pending at the Pearson Family Funeral Service in Corning. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.